Good afternoon, Audio Boo, and welcome to the glorious Peak District. We're just descending from the Kinder Scout Plateau down into the Woodlands Valley now. We've just dropped down a little spot called Gateside Clough, and we've passed some of the grouse shooting butts. And just in front of me now is the snake road that weaves across from Lady Bower over to Glossop. So we parked earlier on today, at just after 9 o'clock, at Birching Clough, the car park there, near the Lady Clough car park, the Woodlands Valley Plantation. And we've just had a great walk down Lady Clough Forest into the Woodlands Valley, up Ashup, along the Snake Path, up to the top of William Clough, and onto Kinder Scout, then all the way across the northern edge. And we've dropped down at a spot called Seal Stones to where we are now in the Woodlands Valley. It's just been a great day today. It's quite misty. The cloud was down around about 300 or so metres earlier on, and as we're walking across the northern edge, it seemed to lift ever so slightly, and we got some great views down towards Lady Bower and along the northern edge itself. At the moment, I can see, you probably hear the grouse in the background there, hopefully. There's plenty of grouse around here. I can see why they've constructed some of the shooting butts down here, because there seems to be tons of grouse and plenty of heather for them to nest in. I remember last time that Andy and I came up this path that we're walking down now, there was a grouse in the middle of the path, and it was like just walking off in front of us and not getting out of the way. So we've just been discussing about the shooting season for the grouse, or whether it still takes place. That's something that I need to find out, because in all the years that I've been walking up here, and in the years that Andy and I have been walking, we've never come across anyone shooting. Some of the grouse butts on this little section here are quite old, but there are some newer wooden ones further down with what looks like fresh paint on the footpath marking whereabouts they are. Just a little white dollop of paint with an arrow pointing towards where they are. But like I say, I've never come across anyone shooting grouse up here. Okay, so I'll pause you for now. We're about to pass a stubborn sheep that's hogging the path as well. And I'll update you more from the Lady Clough Forest, the Woodlands Plantation, Woodlands Valley Plantation. Okay, speak to you soon. You shall not pass, as Gandalf says in Lord of the Rings. We're down at the base of Fairbrook now, where the Fairbrook River reaches the Ashup River. And we're just trying to find a way across. Is it going to be the leap of faith, or are we going to be able to ford the stream with some stepping stones? I trust my boots, you know. I might just go for it. I say go for it. I don't quite want to drop the phone. So if you hear a big splash, then you know that I've gone for it. Andy's further upstream now. I think he's about to go for it. Do you know what? I'm just going to dump my foot in there. You ready for this? Three, two, one. Oh, man. Straight through, as if nothing had ever happened. I've got full leather boots on, one piece leather, some Carrymore boots that I was given by Carrymore around about 8 months ago now, proving to be quite good actually. I didn't think they were going to last 5 minutes, but I've really punished them and they're doing really well. And I've just literally just dumped my foot in that river there, and it kind of survived. Did you get wet, Andy? You're right. I just went for it and just chucked the foot in and like used one foot as a sacrificed one foot. Okay, feet are still dry. We'll catch you further on. Welcome back again. We're in the snake plantation now in Lady Clough. And this has got to be one of my favourite parts of the Peak District. If you're not into walking the high moors or walking up big hills, then I'd highly recommend that you come and park your car at Birchin Clough on the Snake Road and just have a wander through this beautiful pine plantation. I know it's not exactly native to here, but I love a pine forest. Come here before they chop it all down. They're in the process of it now.